Start your day, it's over, Rabbi Yosef Grunfeld.
Good morning. I can't remember whether I've told you this story or I haven't. But it doesn't matter. Chazorah never does any harm. So, when I was young and full of vigor, a young yeshiva bocher in Eretz Yisroel, I was once on a bus and I found myself sitting next to a young gentleman with long hair and jeans who obviously wasn't in the slightest way frum or religious. So I like to strike up conversations with people. So I said to him the following, with a wink. I said to him, Atadati, with a big wink. And he turned around to me and he spewed out in anger and said to me, Ani lo Yehudi, ani Yisraeli. I was shocked. Absolutely shocked. I don't think this could happen in England. You speak to an irreligious Jew, he might even say, I'm British first, and then I'm a Jew. Or he will say, I'm a British Jew. But to say I'm not Jewish, but I'm English,
Israeli.
Pardon?
No.
That wouldn't happen. It happened, toich Eretz Yisrael. I have to try and explain why. How can anybody degenerate so much? So I want to tell you now, Barbara and this week's Sedra. That's why I thought about it. It says, Emma el ha-koinim, le-nefesh le-yitame ba-amov. And of course, one would expect, le-odom. Le-odom le-yitame ba-amov. Or, le-meis le-yitame ba-amov. But what's the nefesh lo yitam abamov? But Abamnel says a very original pshat. Don't know how he fits it into the lamad, but he says the nefesh lo yitam abamov ba'avur nefesh lo yitam abamov. We're talking about koyanim, and koyanim have a sensitive, refined nefesh. Ba'avur nefesh lo yitam abamov. A koyan is an exalted nefesh. He cannot be matam himself. And the truth is, the whole of Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, is talking about Havdolos and Kedushos. Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, I think, I didn't look it up this time, but Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, I think, asks, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha, he asks, why is Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, called Toiras Koyanim? It deals with koinim, sure, korbonos. But by Shmini, you're finished with the koinim. By Shmini, once we've got to the Yom HaShmini, an inauguration of the Mishkan, then you're dealing with Macholos Asuros, you're dealing with Tumat Taras, Azriya Metzora, and on with all the rest of Sefer Vayikra has got nothing to do with Taras Koinim. Pardon? It's a Yom Tov. The main thing is Yom Tov. Emma is Yom Tov, and Parbuch Koisai is a Schmitzer, and goodness knows what. It's a chelek. I'm not saying it's not a chelek. It's a chelek. But to call the whole thing Toiras Kainim says Rav Shlomo Rav Hirsch a chiddush. He says it's all about Havdolos and Kedushas of Klal Yisrael. Toiras Kainim doesn't mean that Toira, this Vayikra is a Toira of the Kainim per se. We're talking about Mamleches Koyanim. We're talking about Toiras Koyanim of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a nation which is Muvdal. It's separate from all other nations. And this Toiras Koyanim is split up. First you've got the Koyanim themselves. Then you've got Machos Asuras. Then you've got Tumantara. Then you've got Emma. And then you've got, he explains, Shmittes also. The land itself has got to have its quiet time. It's all about Klal Yisrael in a state of Havdalah. Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Chol, benoy l'Choshech ben Yisroel lo'amim, as different yoim is to Laila, Klal Yisroel are from the rest of the world. So we need to know who we are. Who are we? So of course, we have to begin with a kuzari. Everyone knows it's famous. Doimim Sameach. Chaim Adaber. So you can call it literally inanimate, animate, life, or speaker, or mineral, vegetable, animal, and human. And the kuzari says the following. He says, it's not something which is going up in Madrega. Each one is a completely different species. He said, you're not, it's a mineral, let's say gold or stone or something. Yeah, a vegetable is not stone plus. It's not an extra dimension of the one which is previous. It's something completely different. Horaya, a vegetable which you cut off from its source withers. A stone which you cut off from its source doesn't wither. It's the same stone. So if a vegetable would be a stone plus, once you cut it off, it should go down to the next level, the lower level of a stone, and it doesn't. And who are then from vegetable to animal, and animal to medaber, to human. It's different, it's completely different. Horai says, if an animal dies, it's masriach. It gets over a terrible smell. You don't have that with a vegetable, and a human is even worse. So we're talking about different species. And each species is a higher form. And the higher species, after Medaber, he says it's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is a different species. Moreover, the more complex and the more advanced and sophisticated, the bigger the downfall. A hewn stone can still be used. You cut it off from the mountain, it can still be used. A plant withers and it cannot be used. A human being, once it's there, it's dead, it has no use whatsoever, and it's worse, it's masriah. And so it falls much, because the human being was so much greater, than it from Madriga, it falls more. Says the Rebellia, gives an example. He says, in the good old days, how did people travel? Rebellia Lapin Zechtel Ivrocha. How did people travel? With horse and cart. He says, a horse and cart, if it falls into the ditch, so you pull out the horses and the carriage, and yeah, the occupants might have been a bit scratched, a little bit hurt, etc., etc. But, you know, you pull it out the ditch and you move on. So when it comes more sophisticated, a train crashes and you've got real injuries. And Chas v'Shalom, a plane crashes, then we don't want to talk about it. So the more sophisticated, the more the downfall. The higher the creation, the lower it falls. And the Jew is the fifth species. Once you've made the Havdalah, we live on a completely and utterly different plane than the rest of the world. I want to tell you a classic Rambam. The Rambam says the following, when Klal Yisrael are fulfilling their role, they live supernatural lives. Key. I'm sorry, I'm wearing the wrong glasses. Mine broke, so I'm going to have to go like this. He, Yavorech Hashem, Lachmam, Umeimam, V'yosem Machlam, V'kirbam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless their bread and their water. He'll remove machla. They won't need a rafe. They don't need a rafe. In the good old days, you know what happens? One went to a Navi if one was ill. There's a famous Gemara in Brochus. Vayom ha'em chol chizkiyo lamus. Chizkiyo was ill. Vayom ha'elav Yishai ben Amos ha'Navi. The shine came to him and he said to me, why am I ill? He says, "What? Why? You're not having children." He says, I know I'm not having, I'm deliberately not having children because I saw with the Nevuah that the Rosh of Menashe is coming out of him. So Yeshaya says, "Bahad kafshad Rahman alamalach, that's not your business. You've got a mitzvah pru revu." So he was ill. So who came? The Novi came. And the Novi solved the problem. Gemara says that King Asa became ill. And he's criticized, Gam b'chol yoy leidores ha-shashem, ki b'roifim. He's criticized for having called doctors and not being Dorish El Hashem. And there's a famous Ramban, we're not on the Madrega, so don't anyone say this is what I said. It's the Ramban. Yeah, the Ramban. It's talking about Klal Yisrael are in there. highest madrega. Amach chaylik l'raifim b'bayis oisei rotzen Hashem. What is a raif, a doctor, doing in a house of a oisei rotzen Hashem? Ach shechtiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us, of varich eslach mecho v'esmei mecho, v'asi roisi machle b'kir mecho. We're in the hands of the Rebbein Yisroel. The Gemara says in Brachos called Esrim v'taltin shonim, the molach rabba v'rab Yosef, the 22 years when Rabbi Rav Yosef were in charge of Klal Yisrael, afilu umna leveis lekora. They didn't even invite in a blood letter. They had a connection with the Rebbein Yisrael. Is that the law of nature? When you keep the Torah, you'll be healthy. I mean, if you don't keep the Torah, you won't be healthy. That's what we're saying. The Rambam actually says, Vazuhi kavanosam ba'omram. Are you going to ask? It says v'rapa yirapa. Says mikan shenit not rishus l'roif and l'rapos. Loi omr shenit rishus l'choyle l'israpos. Doesn't say that rishus was given to the choyle, to the ill person, to be misrapa. Elokim shechola hachoyle really should be relying on Hashem. Elo shechola hachoyle ubol l'israpos. The choyle who comes to the doctor, really, if you would be on Madrega, remember, we're talking about Klal Yisrael on the highest Madrega. If they would be doing what they're meant to do, and they're in Eretz Yisrael on the highest Madrega, then you know what? If they're ill, they go to the Novi. Kim shechol ha'choyle ubo lehis rapois, ki nohag berefuois, v'hu lo yo me'adas Hashem. He shouldn't have done that. Shechelkom b'chayim. Now the het is given to the roifer once somebody comes to him. The choyler who decides that he needs a doctor, then the doctor is allowed to be merapim. But be'etzim, the choyler himself, if he was on the highest madrega, Klal Yisrael on the highest madregas, they would need roifim. And so he states in Ramban, in Antoichacha. So the Torah is telling us that when you do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you won't need a doctor. When you don't, then you'll need doctors and everything else, etc., etc. In B'chukai Saitei Leichu V'nos Noha Oretz Yavula Veit HaSodi Yitim period V'nosati Gishmeichem Be'itom. If you keep my statutes, then everything will be okay. You'll have produce, the fields will produce, there'll be rain in time. Your plow, your sow, for aimlessly for nothing. Have you ever heard of such a thing? We've all heard of natural disasters. Have you heard of such a thing that when somebody behaves and does the Oros Hashem, then it rains, and when they don't, then it doesn't. Nature is dependent on my behavior. Yes. Because we're Klal Yisrael. And even the Goyim understand this. That we and our, well, the Rambans, of course, is talking about the land. He's not only talking about Klal Yisrael as the people, he's talking about our land. The land won't produce. Because Klal Yisrael and the land are joined to each other. And they're all living on a higher plane. So if you do what's right, then the land will produce. If not, it won't produce.
What do you mean the Goyim understand?
Pardon?
What do you mean the Goyim understand this?
The Goyim do understand that.
No.
I'll quote you a posuk. You just anticipated my next one. Well done. That's exactly what I'm going to say. Listen to this. V'omah ha'doy ha'achroin. B'neichem asher yakumu me'achareichem. The latter generation, when they see what happens to you, they'll say, v'hanochri asher yovoy me'eretz ha'rachoyka. And the goy who comes from the afar land, v'ro es makos ha'oretz. They see this Israel, this land of Israel, with a makke. V'esat tachlueho. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? So you'd expect them to say, well, it's a natural disaster. You know what they answer? Amel Sashem Kochalaris Hazois Vayomru Alasha Ozves Bris Hashem Elokei Avoisom. They understand that Klal Yisrael is on a different madrega and they've got a relationship with the Bein Shalom. The Bein Shalom did this to them. The land doesn't work because of their sins. A goy understands that. That's why they hold us on a totally different plane. So they're hypocrites. But the truth is they hold Klal Yisrael on a different plane. We don't expect this of you. You're different. I don't know if I've got time. It's such a... got to stop a quarter past, don't I? Let me finish what I have to say. If I've got time, I'm going to read you out an incredible quote. So the goyim won't answer that it's a natural disaster. They understand themselves that you have a different relationship. And as the Kuzari says, the higher the creation, the lower they fall. When Klal Yisrael fall, they fall much lower. We're either all the way up or we're all the way down. You know the famous Gemara? Famous Gemara in Ksubas. Ma'aseh b'riyayu b'yotnam ben zakayim b'tei shel nakdimen ben gurion. Yotnam ben zakay saw this poor girl in the time of the Churban HaBayis. She was bending down plucking wheat or barley from the dung of the Arabian horses. And he couldn't believe it. He looked up and he saw, who was this? This was the daughter of Nakdiman Ben Gurion. He said, I was Mesadik Kiddushin, and you were given a 100,000 dinare zohar from your father alone, never mind your shver, says the Gemara. You were given a fortune at your chasna. Look how close the California, you're picking wheat. Barley from the dung of Umar Shafela. What's happened? And he says, Ashreichem Yisrael. Bizman Sha'isim Ritzon Shemokoyim, Ein Kol Umar, V'Umar, V'Loshin Sha'iletes Behem. Nobody can get hold of you. Nobody can reach. Of Bizman Sha'in Oisim Ritzon Shemokoyim, Moisrim Biyad Umar Shafela. The Bein Shalom gives you to an Umar Shafela. V'loi. Biyad Umar Shafela, Ela Biyad Behemtom, Shem Ul Shal Umar Shafela. Look how far you drop. It's unbelievable. I think it was Rechaim who asked the Kasha, Gevaldig Kasha. It says, Ashreichim Yisroel. Bisman, Shnoisim Ritzayelis Yomokim, En Kol Umar V'loshin Shalets Behem. Or Bisman Sha'enoisim, it should send the Ashreichim is to this point. Or Bizman Sha'ena just said, woe to Yisrael. There should be a contrast. Ashrechem Yisrael, Bizman Sha'oisim Ratzayin Shamachim, nobody can touch you. Oh, woe unto Yisrael, when you fall so low. But he doesn't say that. The Ashrechem seems to be going the whole lot. The answer is, even when Klal Yisrael fall, it's so unnatural, they fall so deeply that it doesn't fit to any of the natural disasters which occur at Alpi Teva. Nobody goes so high and so low. In the so low, you're picking dung, barley, from the dung from 100,000 dirham, your father, besides your shver. Such a bang! It's unnatural. But that's what happens when you read. Dorosh Rabbi Yehuda by Eloi, when he came to Haman, Shnei Nefilis Halol Olamu, Nofayel Tipoy Lefonov, she said, Zeresh said to Haman, if they've started going up, if Mordechai started going up, Nofayel Tipoyel, they'll go so high and you'll go so low. Umazu Meshula La'ofa, Meshula Kechomin. Bisman, Kershe Hein Yordin Ad Ofa. Rishain Oilin Ad HaKechomin. We don't have a natural relationship with a Rabbi Shalom like the rest of the world. Ba'nu Babu Nefesh. Ba'avu Nefesh is their Babanul. And the Kohenim are the spitz of Klal Yisrael. They're the role models. We're mefarnes them. They're our role models. Havdalah after Havdalah after Havdalah. Hahu min. There was this apikoris, Domad Rabbi Avina, said to Rabbi Avina, Umi kam chisroel goy echad bo'oretz. Umi kam chisroel goy echad bo'oretz. Oh, you're so great. I think I'm kinky chlum nesh abeine Hashem. You're also nobody's, as far as Hashem is concerned. Kemosha kosov, kol hagoyim ka'ayin lefonecho. All goyim are like nothing in a bunch of size. Kol includes you. So who do you think you are? Said the Apikoris to the Yid. Omale, he answered him, no, you're wrong. Bilam, hey, is there Einoken? You're wrong. Dixir, Vagoyim, Loi, Yishasho. Yes, kol agayim kind. We have a gayim lois chashov. We're not reckoned amongst the other ladies. In Am Levodod Yishkoy. We have a holy land, and we are a holy people. And there's something more amazing about Eretz Yisrael. In last week's Seder, it said, Kamasa Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shoma, Loi Sasu, Uvachukoi Sehem, Loi Selechu. Kamasa Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shoma, says the Medrash, Minayin Sheshivas B'nai Yisrael Gomolehem. How could Eretz Yisrael fall so low that the all the abominations which last week said, Achremis and Gedoshim mentions all the terrible abominations. Yeah? It says that Masa Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to coming to Eretz Yisrael, Masa Eretz Kanan, all these abominations you should do. How is it that in Eretz Yisrael such abominations could occur? It says the Medrash, Minayin Sheshivas B'nai Yisrael Gomer. It's the fact that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael, that it can happen. Shenema Ashani maybe Eschem Shoma. Kamase, look how the Medrash learns. Kamase Eretz Kanaan. Don't do what Kanaan did. Ashani maybe Eschem Shoma. The fact that I am bringing you there, it's your land. That's the reason the land can produce such abominations, because it belongs to you. It's been prepared for you, Klal Yisrael. Omad vayim vayim doid va va vayim doid. Thank you. I knew there was something wrong. Thank you. Omad vayim doid eretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu measured the earth, and it came out that Eretz Yisrael was the one which suited Klal Yisrael. And when kedusha meets kedusha, and there is no kedusha, then a vacuum forms. Because it's meant to have Kedusha, and when there's a vacuum of Kedusha, the Tumah attaches itself. Everyone knows, I think, was it the... What was it? Can't remember that. Oh yeah? I don't know. Arachaim, I think. I think it was Arachaim, not sure. You know, on the they asked the Kasha Zeus. Chukas HaTorah. Zeus Chukas HaTorah. Por Adumon. That Adam, Yomaz Boil. There's Tumah when the Yid dies. Can't come to a mace. There's Tumah when a Yid dies. There's no Tumah when a guy dies. It's either Reb Chaim, or the way Reb Chaim Shmulevich explains it. He says, a Yid's Moli Kedusha. A Moli Kedusha. When he dies, then because there is Kedusha, Tumah, when there's a vacuum, Tumah attaches itself to that, to the Kedusha, which has now disappeared. When there's nothing, I think he gave an example, when you've got a beautifully clean, spotless pot, you won't find any flies there. But you get a big feta cholent pot, yeah, and you leave it there, you leave it for hours and hours, that's where the flies are attracted. Where there was kedusha, then can tumah attach itself. When the kedusha disappears, there's a vacuum and in comes the tumah. Where there's no kedusha, there's no tumah. Pardon?
Agoy is Nagir's
tummy, right? No.
Oil not. Yeah.
What, again?
Agoy, oil is not Nagir.
Okay, so we're talking about... it's less, it's much less. Yeah. It's not, we're now talking about Thomas Oil. That's what we're talking about. In Thomas Oil is there by Agoy. So that's where it touches us. So therefore, Kamasa Eretz Yisrael, Kamasa Eretz Canaan, yeah, that's where Eretz Yisrael is. And where there's Eretz Yisrael and there's no Kedusha, then that's where Tumah attaches itself and the most terrible abominations can take place. It's Zeh le'umazeh, where there's Kedusha, there's Tumah. And where there's a vacuum, the Tumah is attracted. I think that's why only in Eretz Yisrael, when I spoke to this young man, can you get such a reply? Because we're talking about Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When there's no Kedusha, then you can get the extremes which you would never get in England. The battle lines are drawn in Eretz Yisrael so much more. You would never get the extremes and the tensions which exist between the secular and the frum in Eretz Yisrael, the visceral hatred between the two. Because this is a battle of Kedusha and Tumah in Eretz HaKedusha. It's nothing to do with Chutz La'aretz. It's got to do with Kedusha Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Emoel HaKoinim. Remember the Nefesh Lo'itamayov. I've got two minutes. I must quote this to you. You know, I quoted you. V'omer Hadoya Ha'achr Menechem Asher Yekum Me'achareichem V'anochri Asher Bo'eretz. What will they say when they see the desolation of the land? If I've quoted this to you before, stop me. One minute. To me, it was so powerful. I've got a minute. Have I? What's the time?
Yeah.
I'm all right? I'm trying not to hold up the next speaker. If I've done this before, stop me. Mark Twain visited the land of Israel in 1867, and he traversed across the whole land. Listen to how he describes it. We traversed some miles of desolate country whose soil is rich enough but is given over wholly to weeds, a silent, mournful expanse. A desolation is here that not even imagination can grace with the pomp of life and action. We reached Tabor safely. We never saw a human being on the whole route. We pressed on towards the goal of our crusade, renowned Jerusalem. The further we went, the hotter the sun got and the more rocky and bare, repulsive and dreary landscape became. There was hardly a tree or a shrub anywhere. Even the olive and the cactus, whose fast friends of a worthless soil, had almost deserted the country. No landscape exists that is more tiresome to the eye than that which bounds the approaches to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is mournful, dreary, and lifeless. I would not desire to live here. This is a hopeless, dreary, heartbroken land. Palestine sits in sackcloth and ashes. Over it broods the spell of a curse that has withered its field and fettered its energies. Palestine is desolate and unlovely. And why should it be otherwise? Can the curse of the deity beautify the land. Palestine is no more of this workday world. It is sacred to poetry and tradition. It is a dream land. Mark Twain, being Mekayim v'omah hadoi ho'achron, ameh os Hashem kocho le'oretz hazois, v'yomru al asher ozvu esbris, Hashem Elokei Avoisa. We are a people different. Muvdo, Asher bochabonu mikol ha'omim, for nosan lonu es teirosai. And Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. And one day we'll be zoicha to the Bias Goyel Selim. So hail your name, amen.
Amen.
Where's the Rambam?
Someone on the